This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. And now we're continuing at the end of Simen Chaf Hei Sif Yud Gimel in terms of removing tefillin on Rosh Chodesh. We just spoke about when we remove tefillin on a regular day, that Meyikar Hadin after Asher Yuval Tzion or after Kriyas HaTorah, and Al Pi Kabbalah, one should keep it on until after the final Kaddish Yasoim. We mentioned yesterday from the Chidah, Al Pi Kabbalah, there's an Inyan to learn Devar Ma in the tefillin. Now, what do you do on Rosh Chodesh? On Rosh Chodesh, you take off the tefillin before Musaf. Haga, V'hu Adin B'chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, we also take off tefillin before Musaf. Now, that seems to imply that the Ramah holds you should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. V'davka B'magam Sha'omir B'Musaf Kedushas Keser. You know when you have to take off fill in before Musaf? That's if in Musaf you're going to say Keser. But Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say Keser, so Nusach Ashkenaz could keep the tefillin on for Musaf. But the Ramah says, Miu Noagim L'Salkun Kadmas Ramakam, the minhag is to take off the tefillin before Musaf under all, in all circumstances. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Antes, Musaf, when do we take it off? Achar Shechzira Sefer Torah Heichal, after you put back the Sefer Torah. And in our places that they put back the Sefer Torah immediately after the Kriya, you take them off after the Kaddish before Musaf. Now, the Dersha points out, whenever you take off tefillin, the Mishnah Berurah says in Simen Chav Ches of Katan Ches, you should be careful not to remove the shel yad until you put the shel rosh in the bag. Because this way you might forget, if you don't put the shel rosh in the bag, you might put the shel yad in first, and then the shel rosh, and then you're going to put them in the wrong position, and you're going to end up touching the shel rosh first. So we tell you that you put the shel rosh in first. So now, so he points out that on Rosh Chodesh, where you hasten to take off the tefillin in order to daven musaf with the tzibur, the Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonfeld was very careful to put the shel rosh in the bag in order not to forget and put the shel yad in the tick before the shel rosh. I can't say that, I don't see people doing that, but I think that makes sense.
You don't always have time.
Yeah, but he's saying you should make time. Well, we're gonna see the next factor. The Mishnah Berurah brings in another opinion to take off the tefillin actually at the end of Asher Yuval Tzion. Maybe this would be a deciding factor to take it off even before.
Why would we get confused? I mean, I think most people put the shalroish on one side and the shalyad on the other side, and it doesn't make a difference what order you put it in.
Well, people usually put the shel yad on the left and the shel rosh on the right side. But that's only because on a regular day, immediately after taking it off, they know they have a routine and they put it on the tefillin. They put the tefillin in the bag. But now, if they're going to just put the tefillin in front of them and then put it in the bag later, they're not going to... The two tefillin look exactly the same. They may misalign them. Now, should you... He brings here from the Shevet HaLevi that the fact that people hasten to take off their tefillin after Kaddish, there's a reason for that. Shevet HaLevi says, you don't want to be mafsik between Kaddish and Musaf. Even though the Kaddish is going Asher V'Letzion, but it's not going on the tefillah, but it's Letzorech HaTefillah. And also, you want to be masmich Kedusha Desidra Asher V'Letzion to Musaf. And that L'chachila, you're not going to be mafsik. So therefore, you should quickly take off the tefillin. And according to Rabbi Yosef Chaim, it's better to put them back in the bag as well. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and I don't think people usually do this, follow this Eliyahu Rabba. Uve Eliyahu Rabba kasav debarosh chodesh yach loitz achar kedushas uvalitzion. The Eliyahu Rabba says, Rosh Chodesh, you should take off the tefillin after the kedushas uvalitzion, before you say Yirasam Afanecha Shenishmar Chukecha. Why? Because the Gemara in Erevin, I believe, says that in Eretz Yisrael they would make a bracha on taking off tefillin, Asher Kedushanu says it's on a Lishmar Chukav. So even though we don't make that bracha, but once in a while, if we could juxtapose removal of the tefillin to the words Shenishmar Chukecha, we should do so. V'layamtin melecholsim aracher kaddish, not to wait to take them off until after kaddish. Kedei shaloi lahapsik bein kaddish la'atfila. So again, I don't see people doing this. Maybe they should. Especially, according to Rabbi Yosef Chaim, that you have to put it back in your bag. By the way, there's another factor. I don't know why it's not being mentioned over here. It's not nice for the tefillin just to be lying around. It's a bizayin for the tefillin. You're not supposed to take off tefillin and just leave it out. Stam, it's a bizayin for the tefillin. So that'll be another reason to put it back in the bag. And that'll be another reason to take it off by Ashir Valetziyin. So this way, after Kaddish, while everyone's taking off the tefillin, you can put it back in the bag. But again, I don't think most people do that. And yeah. Sivkatan Samach, Vuadin Bechalamayt, Vachroinim Kasvu, Kivan Sheyesh Oimim Shaloy Laneach Kla Bechalamayt. Since some people say not to wear tefillin at all on Chalamayt, Kila Kaman Besimin Lamed Aleph, Yemaher Lecholson Koidam Halal. You should hasten to take note for Halal. Vehashatz Acher Halal. The Shel Tzibur Kawir for Halal, he takes off after Halal. And on Cholamoid Sukkis, where there's more time, so then even the Shatz should take it off before Halal. Afa Shatz Yachlitz Kodem Halal. Now, what about people who wear tefillin all day long? Raise your hand if you wear tefillin all day long. I'm assuming all the people who, I don't see them, they wear their tefillin all day long. But anyone who wears tefillin all day long, you should put it on again after Musach. You don't have to make another bracha. And if you had that in mind when you took it off, Chalamoid, you don't put them on again. Rosh Chodesh, you put them on again. What about Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? You don't put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin on Chalamoid. What about Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh yuchlu lahanicham acher sheyisayim hashatz tefilas mosaf. Rosh Chodesh, you could put them on after the Shel Tzibur finishes mosaf. Oy sheyosir atzon sherashi kodem valetzion, or you take off the Rashi tefillin before uvalatzion. B'shar Rabbeinu Tam yubashu be'isamiras uvalatzion. Now I still don't know. I see sometimes anoshim chashuvim taking off their tefillin and putting on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin during Chazar Sashatz. How you're allowed to do that? Echveshnesht. I can't tell you. If anybody knows what the basis to take off tefillin during Chazar Sashatz and put on tefillin, you're not allowed to do anything during Chazar Sashatz. You can't give tzedakah. You can't. The Mishnah Berurah says you can't go around collecting. So how are you putting on tefillin? So he said, "Bismanenu, everyone goes collecting. So once you could go collecting, you could put on the tefillin. I don't know. Okay, kedushas keser. Now the Ramah says, when do you take off tefillin for musaf? When you say keser. And then he says, nowadays we always take off tefillin for musaf. Says Mishra Perish b'makom sha'anu oimrim nekadesh b'musaf oimrim b'miktsas makom es keser yitnu lecha. Some places they say keser. By the way, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld daven nusach Ashkenaz, but he would like to go to a nusach Sfarad shul for musaf to be able to say keser. And he had a special gematria that keser is gematria 620, because keser is actually the 620th bracha we say to Hashem during the week. But anyway, lachin ein nachan lius oz keser shel tefillin olav. When you're saying keser to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not right to have the keser of the tefillin on. Another reason brought later on in Sim Tav Chav Gimel, the Dershu brings, it's just like on Yom Tov we don't put on tefillin because Yom Tov is an ois. So to Rosh Chodesh at the time of Musaf, when you say the Musvei Hayoim, it's Keina ois. Maybe that would be the reason why the Ramah says it's not Tali on Keser. Now what if somebody didn't daven Shachris and he's walking and he hears the Kedusha of Musaf where they say Keser, the Eish Avram Buchach says, he should remove his tefillin to answer the words Keser. I think that's a Chiddush. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Va'afilu be'ez tefilas halachash. You shouldn't even have the tefillin on during the silent Shemoneh Esrei. Why not? It sounds like the tefillas musaf is defined by the aniyah of Kesar, even though the aniyah is during Chazal Sashatz. U'pashat dim shachach v'hizchal esval b'hem lo yichaltzim be'emtza de'inarak min haga. It's pashat that if you forgot and you began to daven, you should not remove the tefillin in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei because it's only a minog to have it off. However, the Rama says, the minog in all places is to remove the tefillin for Musaf. V'hataz kasav, dehanoyeg she'enechotz Musaf e'enel av tluna. The Taz says, if you want to follow the custom not to take it off for Musaf, we don't have any complaints about you. Me'achar she'en anu oimim kedushas keser yitnu l'cha. Since we do not say keser. You hear this? If you want to keep on your tefillin for Musaf, we don't have complaints on you. We might have complaints on you for other reasons, but not for this. V'shamati agado ador echad. I heard about one gado ador shalohiyah cholzim l'musaf. He didn't take them off for Musaf. Acha mespal b'tzibur b'vaday lo yishan min haga d'tzibur. If you're davening with the tzibur, you should not change from the minug of the tzibur. And probably the same regarding removal of the tefillin. I assume in almost all places with the minug is to take off the tefillin by after Kaddish, and that's what you should do. Now, on the other extreme, you want to say, no, but I have to put the tefillin in the bag. I would say, as important as it is to put the tefillin in the bag, it's more important to start Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur. You know, that's definitely more important. So, you always have to know, you have to evaluate the importance of every practice. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, we will pick it up tomorrow in Simin Chavav. We are now 2 days ahead. We might do this week Friday, okay? But we'll pick it up tomorrow. Simin Chavav. Wishing everyone a wonderful day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.